Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with Indiana House Republicans. Indiana House Republicans advanced multiple bills this session aimed at increasing access to child care. State Representative Becky Cash of Zionsville authored House Bill 1177, which would expand the state's employer child care tax credit for businesses that offer child care options to employees. Businesses with up to 500 employees would be eligible for the credit if they offer an employer-run child care facility for their employees, or if they contract with the facility or provider to offer care. Cash says the credit could be used to help pay for related costs such as operating the facility, employee training, and higher wages for staff. Local development commissions could also use tax increment financing revenue to support construction or expansion of childcare facilities in their communities to better meet demand.
As we look at rising costs of child care, we need to find innovative ways to support Hoosier families. The bill expands a pre-existing tax credit so that more employers can assist their employees in finding affordable and reliable child care. It's a great example of how the state and private businesses can work together to support parents in the workplace.
State Representative Ethan Lawson of Greenfield, author of House Bill 1152, says his legislation would remove barriers of entry for home-based childcare providers by preventing future homeowners association contracts from restricting or banning an operation that complies with child safety laws.
Many Hoosier families and working parents are struggling to find affordable childcare. This legislation reduces an unnecessary barrier to childcare access, supporting home-based providers, and helping ensure this option is available to families.
House Bills 1177 and 1152 both passed in the House of Representatives and are now being considered by the Senate. To learn more about these and other bills and to follow session, visit iga.in.gov. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from Indiana House Republicans.